Welcome to the Payments Podcast, where we talk to innovators about how they're reinventing, reimagining, and recreating the payments ecosystem.
Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Israel Leroux, who is the CEO of Touchpoint. Hi, Israel. Thanks for joining me today.
Hi, Karen. Thanks so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
So tell us about Touchpoint. What do you guys do? What problem are you solving, and for whom?
Okay, so Touchpoint is an innovation platform, really, for brands that love their customers, believe in mobile, they want to connect more deeply with their customers, and push far, far beyond the limited offerings of the that they've seen in the market so far. So we don't look at mobile sales or loyalty as bolt-on components, and we don't look at it as just another silo, data silo, or sales channel. Instead, we think about creating customer experiences that are vastly better with mobile than without. So let me give you an example of that. So sometime last year, Wired magazine had an article, one of these futuristic articles that, you know, describes in the future, you know, your coffee shop is going to know that you're coming and it's going to prepare your regular order. So that's exactly what we're doing with a coffee brand, and we'll be able to talk about that soon. So
wow,
if you think about go ahead.
That sounds pretty amazing.
It's so much fun. So if you think about what's happening in that Wired magazine scenario versus what's possible at a given, you know, even a great Starbucks today, or looking at like Panera 2.0. What we're doing is not about the technology. It's about building customer relationships that have a human touch. So, yes, there is a huge technology component. We have to start with a comprehensive understanding of who the customer is. We have to have their identity, their preferences, their payment credentials. We have everything really down to the level of everything they've ordered, every anonymous physical visit, every interaction with the brand that they've had across the web, mobile, physical domains, and there's a lot of actionable data in there. Then sort of the next step that we do is understand the customer's physical location right now, and we apply machine learning and algorithms to figure out how likely is it that the customer wants to order right here, right now. And we're running this analysis in the background, and then where appropriate, we can push the customer a message that says, you know, hi, Jeff, how about, you know, a half-calf mocha and a blueberry muffin right now? So then the customer just has a simple confirmation and then gets to see every step of his order preparation process right there on his phone, and he's in complete control of his time. So this is about using all kinds of available technology to improve the customer experience.
Well, that sounds really remarkable. I have a couple of questions to kind of clarify how all this works. So you're a platform, and that implies that you have multiple customers. Tell me how the consumer actually is introduced to this concept. Does the merchant actually ask them to download an app? How does this all work? How do you capture consumer data?
So that's a great question. So we believe that the relationships are between the consumers and the brands. We're not putting ourselves in the middle of that, right? So
okay.
when a customer walks into a merchant store, we have, yes, we can operate the POS system. We also have customer-facing mobile or customer-facing interactive displays. So when a known customer comes in, then those interactive displays change and change the display automatically and show the known customer things that are relevant to them. But for an unknown or a new customer, Those customer-facing displays acts as a loyalty onboarding program. So your order is rung up, and depending on what the merchant wants to do, then there's a payment step that happens, the customer is the one that's swiping the credit card. Obviously, we're doing end-to-end encryption and tokenization. So, by the way, all the payments are completely outside of PCI scope. So then the customer does the swipe, and what we then offer the customer at that point is a chance to join the custom rewards program or status program with the merchant, and they simply just tap in their phone number and then they're done.
Really? So the swipe is what triggers the enrollment, and then everything then is communicated at that point forward via a mobile app. Is that how that works?
Right. Right. So with their number, then we send them a confirmation, and we put their reward then in a mobile app that they can just tap to download. So
gotcha.
It's very, very simple onboarding, and then that mobile app, by the way, is pre-populated with the payment credentials already.
So. Let me personalize this and make this about me for a minute. So I go to the same place every day for lunch when I'm in Boston, and mm-hmm. I order pretty much the same thing. I'm a creature of habit, I admit. So if my lunch place was enabled with the Touchpoint Innovation Platform, what would my experience be?
So you're going there every day, and so that we know when it's normal for you to be placing your order. So sometime before that, we might hit you with something when you're in the office, or we might wait until you're actually approaching, and then based on machine learning. Based on specific offers that your shop might want to send to you, we will push you something that suggests your regular order with a possible upsell, depending on our calculations of what's likely. And what you're going to do then is just confirm it. Now you can be in your office and say, yes, I want this soup and sandwich and this drink just like I always get. I don't know if you get a soup and sandwich, but.
So
you confirm that, and you say, yeah, I'm ordered, and then you can specify, you know what, why don't you make this when I arrive? I want it piping hot. So then you forget all about it. You walk yourself over to the merchant. We detect you as you're coming close to on-premise. Your order then is automatically sent to the kitchen. We welcome you on your phone, and then you can view the process of the order while you're finding a seat, and then you'll get a notification that says, hey, your sandwich is ready, your soup is ready, come pick it up at the counter if it's that kind of establishment.
And so then how do I check out, so to speak? Is there something, do I have to go to a checkout place, or is it automatically, do I automatically check out when I pick up my order? How does that part work?
We're trying to eliminate these feelings of transactions and push payments really to the background until they disappear, and get to the Uber experience. So
right.
You're not really interested in paying for the thing. You're interested in getting your product or service from the vendor and deepening your relationship with them because it's easy. So we say, hey, your thing is ready. You go up, and the cashier, depending on the type of establishment, either the cashier, the expo station, or in table service restaurants, there would be a hostess would recognize you. Pictures are there. Your phone is sent, and you can just simply collect your goods. The payment is all done in the background.
Wow. So Israel, is this live in any location at this point, or what's your status?
As a matter of fact, we're just now completing the certification with the payment certification with a partner that we met at the Innovation Platform 2014.
Excellent.
So it is It's more than excellent. In fact, this partner was a panelist at your at the Innovation Project, and they had they said all the things that were right. They had done a bunch of research in this space. They had figured out that consumers are so far ahead of the technology, and retail and restaurants are going to take years to catch up because of lack of product. They said, you know, order ahead is definitely not taking off because customers don't think about what they want ahead of time. They said, you know, M-wallets are big frustrations for retailers. People use coupons once, but they don't come back. You know, the M-POS systems are standalone. They're not deeply integrated. And, you know, even, like, data is all done at aggregated level instead of individual level. Well, we were able to show our solution to this vendor, and they got really excited. And thanks to your conference, you know, a love connection was made. And so we're very, very happy.
Well, I think based on what you just said, I think I know who that might be, since I was paying rapt attention to every single comment. But we'll leave that for a scoop that we'll together publicize when you're ready. This sounds like an incredible advance, and I think it shows the power of this interesting mashup of mobile technology and data, and really what the retailer is interested in terms of delivering an experience that is unique to the customer and to their own establishment, but really isn't about payment, is about another higher order problem or solution that they're trying to bring to the customer. So it's very, very clever. What inspired you to do this?
Well, I quite honestly, it was horrible. I spent a lot of time in Europe, and France has wonderful food and oftentimes horrible service. And when you are waiting for your bill, when you're trying to place an order, when you're trying to do various things, you have a lot of time to think about how to improve, how those experiences could be improved. Our background is actually, or my background is actually, or the team's background is mobile and e-commerce and computer hardware networking. So we're not from the restaurant space per se, but we spent a lot of time with large chains and individual restaurants, and tried to listen very hard to what their problems were. We knew we could have a sense of what it was like from the consumer side, but it's really about understanding the insane challenges that large chains face. That's part of the whole solution. Because you can't just solve things from customer side. You have to present it in a platform in a way that is digestible by large brands.
Well, you know, Israel, it's really a remarkable story that you're telling about your innovation platform. And I would say, when you're talking to brands, who doesn't love their customers enough to want to invest in something that really creates an experience that's tailored for them? So you have to promise that before you break your news, we'll talk again, so that we can help bring that interesting innovation, or news of that interesting innovation, to market. So
absolutely. And I've deliberately held back a few extra sprinkles of what that solution will entail. And I think people are going to be very, very happy. And we're really looking to help the industry move forward and get out of these 2% same store sales growth and really connect better with their best customers.
Well, Israel, it was great to catch up with you. We look forward to the news and the additional sprinkles, and wish you the best of luck, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you. Have a good afternoon.
You too.